This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's here. She's demanding, borderline browbeating the audience into clapping for her. That's my shock face. Okay.
Hey, Minnesota State fan. Hey,
there we
y'all.
Go. There's Shaletta.
Hey, yeah. What's up, everybody? Good to see you, girl. How you doing? Got my autism moms right up front. Hey, autism moms.
Fantastic. Okay, so WCCO today, Shaletta.
Uh-huh.
Big day.
Yeah.
WCCO Radio Day in the state of Minnesota.
What?
Governor Walz, Peggy Flanagan, Hubert Humphrey, everybody involved. 830 day. For WCCO.
Well, give it up for the good neighbor station, everybody. Yes.
So, on a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being no credit, 100 being full credit, how much credit do you want to take for Governor Walz calling this in the state of Minnesota 830 day?
I take 101% credit.
You know,
he's one of my besties. I've got him on speed dial. And I said, listen, the folks over at CCO are getting jealous of our relationship. You should do something special for them. And so he and I and Claire and Teddy, we sat around with Gus and Gwen and Hope and them.
A lot of name dropping. Oh, that's a lot.
We were eating Sweet Martha's cookies.
Family.
And, you know, what we decided was to just give you guys a little something to tide you over.
Yeah, just a little morsel.
I just couldn't take the hate anymore.
Yeah.
Because y'all done ripped down my damn sign. First of all, did y'all see they didn't put my sign up? They didn't put my face on their banner. They have 100 years at the fair, WCCO Radio. I've been here for almost five of those years. And my face is not up there. So I had to go to Image 360 in Woodbury and get Gina to create me a sign. And I put the sign up down here, right? And it was up. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing?
With Blois Olson.
Blois chipped in on half. That's why his face got up there.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but he chipped in on half of the fees.
Come on, I'm thinking it might have been 75% now.
Really, I double charged him. He paid for 100%.
Yes.
And so I worked every day except the day that the storm came through. And so when I left, they called me immediately and told me that my sign had blown down because of the storm.
Mine's fine.
And I don't believe that for one minute. I believe there's some hateration going on. I believe that someone who is gainfully employed by WCCO Radio, the Good Neighbor Station, was a little jealous.
It's 830 day. I mean,
it's
come on, you're going after CCO and 830 day?
I'm not going after CCO. I'm going after the employees of 830 because I believe that somebody snatched my sign down. That's what I believe.
Who are your top contenders right now who tore it up? Also, was it a cheap sign?
Not a cheap sign.
I mean, Harrigan.
How could it be? Oh, my God.
Harrigan,
no.
If it's a good quality sign, it would have stayed up there.
Sean put it up. He's very handy. So I know Sean used the best of materials from Menards.
I think I have my first contender. Sean. Sean came out here, took that sign down. I'm seeing you right there. Suspect number one.
You know what? I told y'all about getting together and double teaming me.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick, I would number one with a bullet is Jason DeRusha.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, Jason DeRusha, because I'm coming after his money and his spot.
Yep.
He sees it. He feels me on his heels, nipping at his neck. And so I believe he's doing something to try and take me out. Yeah.
Tell people where you were and what you were trying to do as 52-year-old. I just want to remind you, you are 52.
I am 52, but last night
7 years younger than me, by the way.
25, whatever.
Yeah.
I was feeling 25 last night because, okay, so you got to back all the way up with the train. I won a contest. I won a contest that the Gophers were picking the best and most community-oriented small business owner in the state.
Oh.
And so they picked me. And so the prize, right, who else you going to pick?
I mean, I can't imagine anybody else.
Nobody else. And so the prize was you get $20,000 in marketing at Gopher Stadium.
Do I get any of this?
No, you do not.
Okay.
And so, hey, girl. And so so I decided with my marketing money that I was going to
market yourself.
Right. Put the name of my company, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, in the, what they call it, the Ring of Honor, where they, you know, the scrolling, it's a digital banner.
Oh, yeah.
In the Gopher Stadium. So last night was the home opener, and so that was the first time ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com was rotating right after Chick-fil-A, right before the hospital systems and all the other sponsors.
That's the most advertising WCC Radio has done in 30 years. I mean, I'm not kidding. Arrogant. Here's what we get now. We get Jason buying his own billboard, Shaletta winning a separate contest.
Hey, it is A3O day. It is A3O day.
That's
we will
it.
Not have any A3O slander until tomorrow
okay.
at 12:01 a.m.
Okay.
So when I got there, I was on the field taking pictures of my electronic banner.
Yep.
When I saw the cheerleaders.
Yep.
And they had their pom-poms, and I thought they waved me over. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I thought they waved me over.
I bet they were desired. Were these men and women cheerleaders?
Men and women cheerleaders.
Okay, yeah.
And so I ran over there with my daughter Cameron, and they gave us some
right
pom-poms,
here.
And they
looking
taught
tremendous.
Us the Sky You My cheer. And so then they started doing some 25-year-old girl stuff, 22, 23-year-old girl stuff, and one of them did the split. And I said, well, you know what? I could do the split, too.
Okay.
Sure did.
I can win the Masters.
Okay. Okay. Why y'all laughing?
Yeah, I mean.
I really thought I could do the splits,
okay.
y'all.
I mean, Harrigan, can you come out here with the phone? I mean, let's. Who wants to see Shaletta try to do the splits right here on 830 day? I mean.
Uh-uh. No. Nobody wants to see that.
Poor Sean. Please, no.
No
I'm going to
no.
have to take her to the hospital.
No.
You know?
I mean. So I tried, but and so I got maybe two-thirds of the way down.
I know. Okay, Donald.
When I realized
Donald.
That if I went all the way down, I was not going to be able to get back up. So I stayed
Which
there.
Which is helpful, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I was self-aware. So I stayed there. They took some pictures of me two-thirds of the way down. And then the guys, the male cheerleaders were like, you want to get on the pyramid?
Sure. Why not?
And so they're used to hoisting up 22-year-old bodies.
Yeah.
I'm a 52-year-old woman, and I like to eat. And I had just left Nadine Babu's tailgate party.
Yeah. Thanks,
so
Nadine. No invite for me.
I had pizza and all kind of trail mix, and they had the gray duck flowing. And so I had a little extra weight on me. And so, bless their hearts.
And a couple drinks, did you? Okay.
And so, so I got up on top of the pyramid. I got up on top
Wait,
of the pyramid.
Wait, is there a photo of that?
That is a photo of the pyramid. That is truly a photo of the pyramid. And my daughter, Cameron, raise your hand. She's not going to lie for me. Did I get on top of the I got on top of the pyramid. Now, what happened to the people below me on the pyramid? That's between them and Jesus.
They're
I just know.
Are they at the hospital right now? Okay, now most people think of a pyramid, it's like six or seven people. So how high in the air were you? Was it just two guys just kind of?
That's a pyramid as long as it's 3 points, okay?
Okay.
I was
that's
at the top.
Not a pyramid.
That's a pyramid.
What kind of, that's a weak pyramid.
It's a triangle. Can I say I was at the
Yeah, that's a triangle. Terry, that's
I was
exactly.
at the top of the triangle, everybody. I say at 52 years old, I deserve some claps, some
All
credit,
right, how about some applause,
sound effects,
for sure.
For being on the top of the... Oh, that's real. He did his fingertips for the triangle.
Yeah, yeah, well, he's got a spear. I mean, come on, priority... He did give you, but he's got his nice beer right
okay,
from...
Okay, all right. I'm going to give you a beer pass. I'll give you a beer pass.
All right, I want to talk wedding and a trend that has been popping up for weddings this summer, which I think is ludicrous. I want to see what you think. Shaletta makes me laugh. She is the star. She's the future queen. She runs the world. Shaletta, Feisty Friday. She'll be back out here tomorrow at noon causing more trouble. on the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaletta's coming to my side on the awning committee.
Oh, my God. We need an awning. Thank y'all so much for sitting in that sun. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
That is fan dedication when we can easily put an awning up, and it'll go all the way back to the icy booth, and everybody can be under it, and they don't have to be hot. Right, girlfriend?
Well, here's the thing. The Brain Wizards keep telling me the fair is pushing back against it. Let's just do it anyway. What are they going to do? Deny WCC Radio from coming out here?
Proceed until apprehended. That is my motto. That's the way I live. Proceed until apprehended. That's how I live my life.
Somebody wants to know, and I think it's a fair question. I've been hearing on a newscast about Cottage Grove and the storm last night.
Oh, my God.
Is everything okay?
No, everything is not okay in Cottage Grove. Do you know everything in my backyard is upside down? The barbecue pit? Our lawn furniture out back, and this is nice stuff. Where do we get that lawn furniture, Sean? I don't know where.
By the yard, maybe?
No, by the yard. We got that lawn furniture at by the yard, and it's a wrought iron, and it's 10 chairs all over the yard. The umbrella broke, the upper deck, the furniture was completely moved out of the way. So we got to buy a new grill. We got new lawn furniture. Thankfully, the house was not damaged.
Good. Most important.
And we didn't have any trees down. And, in fact, we just had Mr. JC, the yard man, come, and he trimmed all the trees and bushes. So everything was trimmed back. But we have a neighbor across the street, tree completely down. They declared a state of emergency in the city of Cottage Grove. It's that bad.
Wow.
It's bad.
Well, good luck to everybody there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I've spotted this now for a couple years, but another story today.
Okay.
Where you get invited to a wedding. Okay. You have to pay a certain amount to attend the wedding. There's a story in the New York Times today.
Was this in the Onion? This is a real story?
$150 You have to pay to attend the wedding. Get out of here.
$450 to attend somebody's wedding. That's ridiculous and it's disrespectful. Go to the courthouse. I'm not going to fund your wedding. I'm not going to fund your ambition. I'm not going to pay for your dress and the food. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's ludicrous.
Well, and you're right there on it. Here's what's happened. Weddings are affected by inflation just like everything is affected by inflation. So weddings are getting more expensive. And so they're trying to go to the people they know and like and asking them to help pay for the wedding.
No, I'm sorry.
Have a lower key wedding then.
Go to the courthouse, see Judge Judy, say whatever you're going to say, sign your paperwork, and then let's go over to Mancini's and eat. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous, and it's so selfish. You have a wedding. You have all these big dreams. You've been watching Real Housewives or whatever, so you want to have that type of wedding, but you have your budget, and so you're going to count up my money and decide that you're going to invite 100 people that you know got $450 so you can have this dream wedding, and then you're still going to be broke after? How about this? You know what I would do? If you tell me I'm getting married and I want to buy a house with my husband, I'll give you $450 for that, but I'm not giving you
Okay, so let me ask you this.
No.
It's someone you know. Maybe they're not your best friend, but there's somebody you know fairly well, and they require it. They say, if you're going to attend our wedding, Shaletta, you have to pay $450. And this is somebody you like, your friends, you pick the couple. Are you not going to attend the wedding?
I am not going to attend the wedding. And then I'm going to talk bad about them on social media. I'm probably going to block them on all my social media sites because I would feel like that person is very selfish. Our wedding, when Sean and I got married, cost $5,000. we said we're not going to spend more than $5,000 because we have a life to live after that. So my dress, because I was 9 months pregnant at the time, my dress was a maternity dress. It cost about $100. We had Famous Days cater it. All the outfits came from JCPenney or Macy's or somewhere. And we had a picnic. We had a barbecue picnic. We spent $4,999. Now, that's what we budgeted. And, and I'm not going to ask anybody. This is our life. This is our wedding. Unless I get to wear a white dress. Okay, you know what? I'll pay $450 if I get to walk down the aisle, if I get served food first. If I pay $450, I want to be on the VIP. Well, I want to kiss the groom. I want something. You got to give me a happy ending. I'm coming on the honeymoon. Something's about to go down.
All of a sudden, it's a threesome sort of situation.
What they call that? Poorly Morris, whatever they call it.
Yeah. It's kind of. Kind of that. Text me if you have been invited or you've attended a wedding where you had to pay. Text me and let me know if you faced that situation. 651-461-9226.
Okay.
Shaletta is with us.
That's ridiculous. Now, I have seen money trees. Now, I have been to weddings where you go into a wedding and right there where the gifts are, there's a money tree and you can leave money on the tree.
Well, that's a gift.
You can pin money to the bride. If you know while they're dancing or whatever, they have a little segment where you can pin $20 or $30 or $50 onto the bride's dress. Now that's a very respectable way of giving a gift. But if you're gonna require me and $450, what the hell are they serving? Is Sweet Martha's making the cookies handmade? I want Sweet Martha to feed me the cookie. I want to lay back and have Sweet Martha
you want the
drop
recipe
chocolate chip cookies in my mouth.
Well, they're fawning you. Yeah, they're fawning.
Right, something.
Okay, how about this one? This is out of China.
Uh-oh.
Two airline passengers locked a stranger's crying grandchild in a plane restroom. Okay. So, okay, it sounds awful already, doesn't it?
It sounds horrible, but why am I laughing?
A woman sitting in the toilet told the toddler as she struggled out of the adult's lap and reached for the door, "We won't let you out of the bathroom unless you stop crying."
Oh, my God.
As the girl stopped crying, the woman filming the video picked her up and told her, "If you make any noise, we'll come back again." Okay, now let me give you more.
Just had it.
The toddler was flying with their grandparents and cried nonstop. The two passengers took the child to the restroom to educate her with the grandmother's consent.
One of the
women who posted the video online said her intention was to ensure a restful flight. If it was a fight, yeah. For other passengers.
Oh, no.
Okay, now wait a second. Where do I start here? I'm going to start with the grandmother.
Right. Okay. Right. Start
the grandmother
right
there, like doesn't the know who these the people station are, and they say, "Hey, can we take your grandchild to the bathroom? We've never met you before. We'll be right back
we'll
at some point.
We'll be right back with your grandchild? Oh, no.
If that was my mother who did that?
Oh, no.
And I landed and I heard that story. I'd say, take a good look.
Last time.
You're never seeing that child ever again the rest of your life.
Last time. And as a parent, I'm hunting down whoever the duo was.
Yes, I am too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going viral in the courtroom. You ever saw where somebody gets sentenced and they rush
jump
the judge?
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rushing them. Yeah.
You know what I'm doing?
They're going to need to be in protection.
I'm going to run them over with my car. Okay, you are not taking my child. And again, we've all been there, okay, you're a parent. Now, most of the time if you're on a flight, now you fly a private now, so this doesn't affect you anymore. But the rest of us with the rabble, and the toddler is melting down, almost every time the parents are trying.
They're trying.
And you feel terrible yourself, too. Now, if it's the rare, very rare circumstance where the parent is not trying, I can get where you're frustrated. But you cannot say, "I'm going to take your kid, bring him to the bathroom.
Teach him a lesson."
And threaten them.
and bring them back to you. You know, and we've all seen, like, the viral videos where someone sees a kid crying and they'll grab them and hold them and rock them and calm them down.
Yeah,
or,
right.
You know, a mom is just frustrated on a plane and someone will take the kid and rock them to sleep. But to take them to the bathroom.
Unbelievable.
And teach them a lesson. That's almost kidnapping. Is that close? Is that very close?
I think
to
that
kidnapping?
Is kidnapping. You've taken the kid.
You've taken the child.
You're holding the kid hostage
until
in the restroom.
Crying.
Right?
If it wasn't for the fact that the grandma gave permission, this would very much be kidnapping.
Okay, here's another part of this story that's stupefying.
What? He said
these
stupefying.
Two dopes videotaped this.
Oh, no.
And what? Put it out there.
Oh, Jesus. See, this is what happens with TikTok. That's why they want to ban TikTok, because TikTok has eaten up everybody's brain cells. Because they're doing goofy stuff like committing crimes and TikToking.
You're a dope. I mean,
oh,
honestly, if you're doing this.
Oh, my God. No TikTok for them.
No,
ban them from TikTok.
No.
That's more of a punishment than a jail sentence. Tell them they can be free,
yeah.
But you're going to ban them from TikTok. They'd rather go to jail.
So the last thing.
What?
In an hour.
Okay.
We're going to have the newlywed game. Okay.
What's the newlywed?
The newlywed game. We'll get three couples out here.
Okay.
We're going to ask probably the women first.
Okay.
Three questions.
Okay.
And then the guys come back out here. And the couple which matches the questions more than the other couples, they get four tickets to the Twins game.
Oh, okay.
So I would like to suggest the first couple should be Shaletta and Sean. Who wants to see that? Shaletta and Sean.
Stop clapping.
Yeah, a lot
stop
of
clapping.
People would like to see
stop
that.
Clapping. You said newlywed game. We are happily divorced.
No, I don't believe it.
You pulled the paperwork. Okay, first of all, this is how nosy my coworkers are. When I told him, because he knew before anybody, he probably knew before Sean. When I told him that I was getting divorced, you know what he did? He said, oh, okay. And he said, is it done? Yeah, I said, it's a done deal. You signed? Yeah, I signed. He took his tail to Washington County and pulled the paperwork because he did not believe me.
No, I still don't believe it. Now, wait a second. Do we have a proposal right here in front of us?
What? Is somebody proposing? Come up. Hurry. Come up. Come up. What?
Wow.
What? Oh, my God. Come up here. Oh, my God.
Wow. That,
proposal. Now,
a proposal right
here.
Here in front of us on 830 day.
Hey,
I mean, you might
right
as well.
Oh, my God.
Come out right in front.
Oh, my God. This is. Oh, what's your name?
My name is Sharia.
Sharia and. Oh, God, but she's just crying like a baby. Oh, my God. You're so surprised.
Dana.
Sharia and Dana. Y'all give them a round of
How
applause.
How about congratulations first?
Congratulations.
How fantastic is that?
And yeah. You know it's A3O day. People are getting married in front of the booth. You got a message in the sky. Oh, my gosh. You got a message in the sky. What does it say? Will you marry me, Dana?
Wow.
Oh, beautiful. Congratulations, y'all.
That is fantastic.
Oh.
Another round of applause for these guys. Also, setting the bar high.
Yeah.
A plain message.
A plain message.
Okay.
Oh, now I got to show out.
I was going to say.
She done messed me up.
Get it on your knee. Get out of here. That is.
Oh, that's 2008.
Yeah, that is. That is impressive. You know who's capable of that, spending that money? Dave Harrigan.
Dave Harrigan.
Yeah.
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 You next.
Dave, how much are you going to spend to fly over your plane?
Fly over. Yeah. Yes. Oh, and the whole family, both sides of here, everybody. So everybody knew except her, it looks like.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
Well, that's
because
great.
Because y'all knew. And ain't nobody a snitch. Okay, I could get down with this family because nobody snitched. She's genuinely surprised.
Okay. You're a snitch.
I am a snitch. I told everybody.
The funny thing is, you rip other people
but I'm a,
for
such
being a snitch. You are such a
gossip.
There's
nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it.
Yeah.
I love telling
I love how you get mad at other people for being snitches.
I do.
And
I'm
then
such a
you're
hypocrite.
The number one
I'm the
snitch.
Number one snitch.
It's either you or Susie Jones.
Susie Jones got me beat.
Yeah.
Susie Jones
yeah,
got
it's
me
it's
beat.
Close.
Susie Jones trained me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, round of applause for the Queen, Shaletta, for stopping on by. Let's get to traffic and weather when we come back. All right, we're hopeful that the Attorney General is going to join us live. They're in traffic right now. We might have to pivot. We're going to have to go newlywed game early, or and then give Keith time at 2:35. But we don't know if Keith's going to have availability at 2:30.
That's the tricky part of 700,000 people showing up at the State Fair on a Friday.
Yeah, because that's where I want to go. We will talk with the Attorney General. We're going to cover a variety of topics, including the Vice President and the Governor speaking to Dana Bash last night on CNN. But I came out here today, and I had from my place to avoid. Here's one of the keys. Don't get anywhere near Como until you have to. Avoid Como at all costs when you're coming to the State Fair on crowded days.
Yes.
Whatever you do, you may have to get to Como at some point, but get to it as late as possible. So I go 694. And I left my house about, I don't know, 10:15 or so. Where are you going, Fall? Classic guy? Oh, he's done with us. He's done. He's very upset. Oh, he's about to harass Shalette and her family. I mean, that's what she does.
It's disgusting behavior.
Yeah, what disgusting behavior. I mean, honestly. I mean, it looks like he's got a shirt. He's got a shirt advocating for diabetes. I mean, what guy?
That's what I'm saying.
What guy has a shirt advocating for diabetes? I mean, come on. So I'm going 694, and then it splits there near Maple Grove, DeRush's town.
Yeah.
And this is at like 10:10. And there are so many people lined up to go 94 West, heading to that little unknown area called Brainerd, that it's Friday at 10:10, and they're already parked. I'm going here to Falcon Heights, Lauderdale, St. Paul. Boom! I had nothing. It was another one of those moments, and I know we've discussed this many times before. Why do you people have a cabin? Why would anybody want to have a cabin and live in this state? I don't understand it. This is another example. So it's your last grasp at summer.
Yes.
I know the fall calendar boy has walked away, so he's declared the start of the fair of the fall. What does he call it again?
The Fall Classic.
The Fall Classic.
I mean, PSL season started a week and a half ago.
Yeah, so. The Fall Classic. Think about it. You're going to Pequot.
Yes. Beautiful Pequot.
You're going to the real, you're going up to see the real mayor of Pequot, my boy Rob Berkland. And you are parked before you get to Maple Grove.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Well, you're thinking you can't wait for that same experience when you're coming back home on Labor Day around 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And you got to work the next day before, you still got to take the boat off the car, clean off everything, unload everything, get the kids settled, wash everything.
Mow the lawn.
Yeah, it's fine.
Kids aren't happy. They don't want to go. They want to hang out with their friends.
Yes, and by the way, that whole weekend you're up there, they were complaining that they weren't allowed to bring their friends up there and their boyfriends, girlfriends weren't allowed to come. And how they'd rather be doing 18 other things, and really they just ended up watching TV the whole time.
Or here's another one that a friend of mine told me about a month ago. His kids allowed each one of them to bring a friend. One of the kids, halfway through the weekend, decided they hated it. And they had made an agreement with the parents that they bring the child home if it was really bad, just assuming that would never happen. They had to drive all the way home and take that kid back.
The parents who own the cabin had to take?
Yep.
No. No, the deal is if your kid's having a miserable time, you come and get the kid.
I would have done this. I would have drove about 10 minutes away. I would have told the kid to get in the trunk. I would have popped some air holes in the trunk, and I would have headed back.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah.
I
would have fed the kid.
I would have taken the kid in the bathroom and said, you're not leaving this bathroom until you start having fun.
Kind of a Chinese blackmail situation. Yeah. Why? Explain it to me. Again, I get it if your friends it's your friend who's got the cabin.
Yes.
But even then, okay, let's say I have the cabin, Harrigan, and I have it in Pequot. The mayor of Pequot Lakes, Rob Berkland, has sold me a house. Probably made a big commission. Robbie makes all these big commissions up there.
Right? He's the last one, still getting a giant commission.
Yeah, he hasn't told anybody at Pequot that the commissions have changed. And I invite you and the family up there, and you get to the Maple Grove turn where it goes, you can go 694 east, or you can go 94 west, and it basically turns into 94 north, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get there, and you're hours and hours away, and you're parked. You're not good enough friends with anybody to want to be a part of that experience.
It's going to be a struggle. I need to know what your setup's going to be like. Do you got a nice cabin, or do you got one of those where you got a nice little bedroom for you, and the rest, bring your sleeping bag because you're going to find a spot on the floor somewhere.
Outhouse, tent, and you're going to participate in chores.
I'm turning around.
Yeah.
I'm not telling
any of that until you get there. None of that until you. Why in the heck is it worth it to be stuck in traffic for 5 hours, even to go to a friend's cabin, to let alone own it, when the kids the first year are excited about it, and after that, they want no part of it?
Yes. And then, at least you get to mow another lawn.
Weeds. Another neighbor who doesn't like you.
Yes.
It just isn't worth it. It's 49 past 1. Agree with us 100% or try to convince us that we're wrong and what we're missing out on. It's 830 day. This is a very optimistic topic. We're calling for the end of Greater Minnesota, I believe.
Well, Greater Minnesota can hang around. We just don't want to visit.
Exactly. You know what? We're defending Greater Minnesota. They don't want any part of us.
No, they don't want us. And you want to come down to the cities?
You know what Greater Minnesota is saying? Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying stay in your lane. 651-461-9226 on the home of the Twins. Maybe they'll win a game. CCO. Great song.
Yes.
Jive Talkin' is just a great song. Couple of texts going back to the pain to attend a wedding.
Hmm.
I mean, honestly, have a smaller wedding. Don't spend as much money.
How about don't make it so your wedding has to be the most Instagrammable thing ever?
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot where the cost is coming now.
I'm sure.
Everything has gotten more
expensive.
I'm sure
it is.
But
yeah.
People just wanting to outdo their friends.
Yep.
And it's absurd.
Listen, if you can afford it, great. More power to you. I'm not trying to stop you anyway. But asking people to pay to attend your wedding, get out of here.
Is it worse than a destination wedding?
It's the same area, right? More text. Chad, leave the kids. The first beer on the pontoon makes it all worthwhile. Well, I don't know if your kids are a little young and you say, hey, I know you guys are like your kids, 7 and 4. Mom and dad are leaving.
Yeah, we'll just leave you a bowl of food. It's fine.
We're going to Bowabic.
Take the dog out a couple times. Be nice to each other.
Texter, spot on as I'm driving 5 hours right now to mow the lawn at the cabin.
In what should be a 2.5 hour drive.
Oh, my God. When buying a cabin, choose cabin wisely. My cabin is near Annandale, an hour from my home in Maple Grove, and I never have to get on 94. I've had it for 20 years. Never regret it for a second. I can mow the yard in less than an hour, and my taxes were this, and they really haven't jumped up that much.
My wife's family used to have a cabin on Forest Lake.
Mm.
They lived in the West 7th area, and her grandfather built it, and the story always was they built it on Forest Lake because that was the farthest he could go in the car without wanting to lose his mind on the kids.
That's fair. Somebody thinks the Attorney General has to ride the bus. No, he does not. If you want to ride the bus, you can ride the bus.
You could.
If you want to drive out here, you can. You don't have to require somebody to get there. Chad, your high-pitched voice is so irritating, like fingernails on a blackboard. I recognize your number. I see your number on here, Eric. I see your number. Come on. That's your burner phone. So I want the Attorney General to get out here on time. But
be good.
We know there are a lot of people out here. So hopefully Keith Ellison is with us right at 2:07. We'll keep him for two segments or maybe one segment, depending when he gets here. And then we're going with the newlywed game right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.